In October 2022, the South Sudan Media Authority issued directives to journalists in the country to acquire accreditation to be recognized and protected as professional media practitioners. But even with accreditation, journalists say they continue to experience intimidation and confiscation of their equipment. On Monday, two journalists, including the president of the Journalists Union, were intimidated while working and had their documents confiscated by members of National Security Forces. Daniel Majakwany, Secretary General for the Union of Journalists of South Sudan, says the union was shocked by the event.
We as a union saw this incident as a violation of media freedom as stipulated in the media laws and the transitional constitution of South Sudan 2011 as amended. We urge anybody, and particularly the security personnel who might have any grievances against journalists or media workers, to follow or adhere to Media Authority Act 2013.
The 2013 Media Authority Act allows the authority, a government institution under the Ministry of Information, to handle all cases and complaints regarding the work of journalists and media in the country. The Journalists Union says, as South Sudan prepares for elections in December, the role of a free press is crucial.
As the country is anticipating the first ever general election, it is important for the relevant security sector to comprehend the work of the journalists and media workers in South Sudan. This is to foster a pluralistic, independent and vibrant media in South Sudan. So if this have to happen, we therefore call on the media authority to take the lead and educate the government security agencies on their role.
A Juba-based journalist who asked not to be named for fear of reprisal from security forces says he's worried about the freedom of journalists to do their work ahead of the first election since independence in 2011.
When it comes to security, everyone should worry, you know. If this is happening in Juba, how about in other states? Journalists will need to go to the states, move around. The security, I don't think whether it is guaranteed.
Irene Ayah, director for Association of Media Development in South Sudan, or AMDIS, says the harassment of the president of the Journalists Union is worrying.
This was really unwelcoming harassment that happened to the president of the union. If it can happen to the Union of Journalists president, what about to the ordinary journalists or the young journalists who are just beginning to practice? So the situation is very worrying. Our stand as AMDIS, we are appealing to the government and everybody to take all the media-related cases to the media authority.
Elijah Alier, managing director for the South Sudan's Media Authority, says his office will continue to inform security forces about the media laws and legal procedures in handling the work of journalists.
We will continue engaging the authorities for them to realize the importance of the media and the journalists. The incident that happened was isolated. It is new people who were not oriented well. But those who used to be in duty, they know what they do. New security personnel, they need to be inform about the importance and the role of the media. When they see the journalists, they should be able to support them.
The Union of Journalists says it retrieved the confiscated document on Tuesday, and the Director of National Security Political Affairs Division, quote, apologized and expressed regret for the ignorance of his subordinate, end quote. Alier says the media authority is preparing guidelines to help security personnel and journalists to do their work without interference during the forthcoming elections. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayer in Juba.